Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. We've got Larry on his phone down there. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart.
I know you wanted to start off with some house-clearing notes, so why don't we do that first? Got some interesting stuff going on all over the world, though. Why don't you go ahead with what you wanted to do?
Well, it's kind of interesting. I've been watching closely some of the youth books or, the children's books that are coming out recently. And just for examples, it's on my blog today. Cash Patel has a youth book out, The Plot Against the King. In other words, it's a real story, even though it's written with basically cartoon characters, et cetera. Kurt Cameron came out with a new one, bravebooks.com. It's called, this is what it's called, it says his new book titled Pride Comes Before the Fall, and that's to children. And then, of course, John Vandeventer, some of his books that, you know, he's written are going to the youth, the young people. And he even goes to schools and reads some of his monster stories to him, I guess. But the most incredible book that I wanted to bring up is the most recent to hit Amazon especially. It's from, Empire Publishing, and it's written by Stuart C. Best. And I do want to say that the art in it by Teresa is just absolutely incredible. I love that art. Matter of fact, I would have to say that if anybody wondered what Tithonia on Mars might look like, look a little bit into her artwork she's got. But that's your new book, Stuart, Earthfall, The Danny Doogle mm-hmm. Mysteries. And let me point this out. Volume 1, throw out there that, well, there may be a Volume 2. But listen, you know, I've had people over the last couple of years, you know, I'll tell people, get engaged, you know, get prepared, get this, get that. And then they want to know, well, what can I do? Well, what can I do? Well, anymore, you can't tell me what can I do, because I'm going to tell you something. If you want to bless Stuart Best, who's been, you know, running this show for years and years and years and years and years and blessing you, you know, he don't always make you mad. Sometimes he blesses you. And if you want to bless him, buy his book. It's on Amazon. It's right there, right now. And I'm not just telling you to buy the book and me sitting in my little shanty house and you know, leaning back in my wheelchair. I'm buying them. I'm giving them to people. I'm really got them moving around me anyway. But this is my concern, Stuart. Mm-hmm. You know, people, if you wanted to know what can you do in this hour that we're in now, if you don't do anything else, this book of Stuart literally is an absolute warning on the deception of the arrival and everything concerning the arrival. And it involves, you know, deep state and it involves all these kind of things. It involves things that nobody talks about, things that go squeak in the night or bump in the night, and things that are just beyond imagination but really are real. If you want to warn the youth people out there, and listen, I don't care whether you don't even read, buy the book. Go on Amazon. If you ain't doing nothing else to fight the New World Order, if you will, or the WEF, or, you know, the globalist or the elite, go buy Stuart's book. It'll help him on Amazon. It'll push it up higher in the charts, and they don't want it to go there, but help him get it over the hump, so to speak. Give it a rocket start. This book is great. All kids, and I think you said they're 10 to 18, but, you know, I decided some of the senior people out there about 10, so they could probably read it too. So, folks, buy the book. Do your job. You know, if I wanted to say, what would Jesus do? I absolutely believe he would buy one of these books and give it to a kid out there, especially to read after maybe the parents are gone or everybody's gone or somebody's gone or, hey, plant a seed. Buy Earthfall from Amazon. Bless Stuart. That's my talk.
Well, thank you for that. And I would just add, yes, buy this and for people that are going to be left behind. The whole story is right in, actually, part one of Danny Dougal and Earthfall, Danny Dougal Mysteries. Actually, it encompasses everything, the underground tramways, the underground facilities, everything that's going on underground. It deals with the arrival in a different sort of way. And what the real plan of Satan actually is. One of the chief characters in there, his name is Dr. Danielson. And Dr. Danielson is a real born-again Christian, and he is faced with all these antagonists that don't believe any of it. And he is holding his ground. And so in a lot of ways, it's a very gentle kind of a witness to people, and he gets into some of the stuff as to why he believes what he does, and some of the other main characters, like Mr. Dougal, whose son Danny has gone missing, and they're trying to search out and find out where his son could be, and his son's buddies. That Mr. Dougal is a hardcore atheist, basically, and he's been written into the grand delusion, the deception, and and on it goes. But, yeah, I would recommend it myself. I'm going to give it to all my children, grandchildren, and hopefully, people are going to get left behind. I don't know. The timing is short, folks. The timing is short. People do ask, well, what can I do? Leave a message for your children or your children's children and read it for yourself so that you'll understand what's really going on out there. I had to write it as fiction because otherwise I couldn't probably get it published. In fact, we had a lot of trouble getting it published as it is and still are having some trouble. And the Kindle version got removed, and they're working on it, trying to get it back on there. But for right now, you can't you can't get it. But anyway, I had a lot of fun writing it, and it's a witnessing tool. It's what it really is. It's a witnessing tool for the Christians, and even people that are not, even secular people, would I think get a kick out of this book. Anyway, where do you want to start, Larry, with what's going on? This is getting ominous, folks. That's all I can say. Things are really starting to get very ominous in this Ukraine, Russia, Biden, NATO, UN hoopla that's going on. Anyway, where do you want to start, Larry?
Well, it's kind of interesting that today, and it's been all over America's Voice News all day long. They've been playing it. Biden clearly announced today that Putin is losing the Iraq war. So for people out there that think that we are really protected, you have got to be kidding me. Buy Stuart's book. Dear Lord, wake up. But besides that, Stuart, I was going to mention real quick here, because you had a copy of it too, Steve Quayle. You know, he has something called Q-Files TV. He put out episode 542 last night, really late. It was about 10:30 when I got it, and I stayed up and watched the whole thing. It's a reality check, emergency alert, June the 27th. And one of the things that he talked about, we all know, of course, and Steve mentioned Hal Turner and his report on the Russian plane, and we mentioned that in the last show, I guess Well, maybe that just yesterday. But anyway, you know, I can't phrase this like Steve did. I just made some quick notes, so fill me in, Stuart, if I mess up on it. But one of the things Steve said that is very, very telling, that the lateness of the hour we're in, that nobody seems to understand, he said the Russian plane bringing all of the U.S. diplomats in Russia back to the United States was also going to take all Russian diplomats in the United States back to Russia. Stuart, you want to kind of explain what that means?
Yeah, well, one of the last things that nations do before they go to war is you remove your diplomatic people out of the nations that are going to get into the war. And so this means, this is very, very ominous, actually. I don't think a lot of people realize exactly how ominous that is. When you remove all the diplomatic, I guess you could call interchange and conversations, that means you have totally cut off all communications. Now, what's interesting is that China has also basically cut off all communications. So what Biden has done, other than committing high treason, in my book, that's my opinion on it, he has isolated us, just like the Bible said would happen, that America is surrounded, just like Israel is surrounded just before the attacks take place. The other thing you have to understand as well is that we have been infiltrated. And the reports of Chinese and now Russian military troops being flown in to America and various destinations, and as well as Chinese troops and some military Russian troops are coming in through the borders. And we also heard that, of course, they're coming in through the northern border as well, and fulfilling, actually, the prophet Jeremiah, that just before the Babylon, the America Babylon is taken down, we are filled with these fifth column military types, and they're coming in. In fact, Larry, maybe you know more about the comments made. Somebody was sent down and talked to the Chinese troops, and what did they have to say of what they're here for?
Well, it's very, very interesting, and I just simply can't believe it's not being parroted throughout our media, but it's simply not. It's just like they're hiding every word of everything that's being said. But I heard this yesterday, June 27th, on Stitchfield Tonight. That's Grant Stitchfield from Dallas, Texas. He's on America's Voice News, 6 o'clock in the evening, Central Time. And he had on Gordon Chang, which we all know Gordon Chang. And Gordon is literally an expert in China,
what?
The CCP, and the Chinese threat. And Gordon apparently had Michael John, who's also Chinese, by the way. Matter of fact, he's involved heavily
with
the... Huh?
We're being cut off.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but they've shortened the show way down. I scheduled for 30 minutes. They've scheduled it for 15. So we're about...
We're off then.
Anyway, folks, this is what always happens. It's called shadow banning, and they do all kinds of stuff. And it's very irritating and frustrating, but there's not a thing we can do about it. We'll have to pick up where we left off Friday night, but we're almost out of time here. Last word, Larry, quick.
Well, people be aware, this information we're giving you, they do not want you to hear.
That's right. And go to my Substack or Lightgate Blogger if you want to order Danny Dougal. It's right there, and the link is right there to do it. And we'd certainly appreciate you doing that. It's the information is what's important to get out there, just like locksmith. We're trying to get the locksmith out there so people can see it and read it and study it and understand it. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Thanks, everyone. I don't know what happened here. Night.